Okay, so we better get started. I'll bring up the slide if people would either view it at the VNC or by clicking on the slide link that is available on the chat. So I just prepared like three content slides to help kick off the discussion. So it will only take a few minutes. So if people would go to slide number two. So I explained that I'm calling together the what I consider elders of the community to this brainstorm session. So the whoever is invited is actually quite subjective, although I based it primarily on people who have been making huge contributions to the Ontolog community in the past, either on the mailing list or on helping organize functions and presented content and so on, as well as people's standing in the field and possibly some subjective judgment on their willingness to contribute or to see the community go forward. So I could have missed people, I could have invited people, I shouldn't, but I mean that's subjective. And I made a list of the people in the next bullet, which you probably already seen as part of this routing on the mail thread that was sent around. The only mistake I made on this bullet is I missed Mike Bennett, who said he could not join us. And essentially, since I've announced my retirement last week, and I'm working towards phasing myself out of daily chores relating to Ontolog's management and operation. So I'm hoping to use this session to collectively come up with some mind share as to what's next for Ontolog. And of course, I want to hear everyone's thoughts on this matter, especially on whether they want to move the community forward. If so, what they might bring to the table, what are the suggestions? I mean, how can, if the community moves forward, maybe they're great ideas, we can take the opportunity to amass more energy, better spirit, and make this, make Ontolog even better going forward. So going on to the next slide. Slide number three. So I'm trying to sort of look at various aspects that is pertinent, and I'm breaking it down so we can look at Ontolog as a community of practice, which presumably we are, and we are chartered to be a sort of virtual community of practice. We can look at Ontolog, especially when it relates to my involvement, look at it as an infrastructure that is just there that most people have grown accustomed to that needs to be either replaced or improved without my daily involvement. Or we could even look at Ontolog as a sort of brand and franchise that carries a mission and some values, and values like open, free, of course, missions like advancing ontology and semantic technology and so on. And it doesn't even have to have the same infrastructure, the same community and so on. So we could sort of address it with these different aspects or with these different perspectives. And of course, I had participated in Ontolog leadership after having started it with Leo Oberst and Kurt Conrad back in 2002. And we never really had a formal leadership team or anything. But given this juncture, maybe we could consider putting together some form of leadership. So the leadership alternatives, as I can break it down, is, I mean, the leadership as a Sherpa, I picked up this word from one of the posts that people made in my retirement thread, and I think it's good. I mean, Sherpa is sort of, if I understand it correctly, people who help carry luggage and also act as guides. I mean, especially in situations where people try to scale the Himalayas, because the Sherpa are people that live around that area. The leader may be a benevolent dictator who I mean, it could also be an ad hoc committee or institutionalized committee, such as a board of trustees. Obviously, Ontolog is not a formal organization, although it does a few things fairly formally, and it's quite institutionalized, not by anything, but because it just has been around, and but quite a few things have streamlined quite well over the years. So maybe it's a good point to think of institutionalizing some of the good things around. But then besides leadership, I was thinking, I mean, if I look at myself, how am I involved today? So I can see that to keep it going forward, besides just having leadership, we need content programming. Like, I mean, people who would say, oh, let's do a summit, or let's do a mini series. Of course, various people have stepped up to do it. It wasn't just me, but we still need, I mean, these things. Besides content programming, we need production. I mean, someone really needs to produce it. Usually the people who initiated those efforts, but maybe yes, maybe no. The way we had sustained and produced our archives, it actually takes some skills and time and commitment, which we will have to find out if they are available, or presumably, I mean, if people bring up takes the initiative, I mean, generally they might come up with it. And then there would be system infrastructure to support and sustain its operation. By infrastructure, I mean, I can even break that down to system equipment, system administration and maintenance, and so on. And maybe there are more. But then all of these things are some of the things that I am involved in, which I'm bringing up. We could totally look at other ways to move on the law forward. For example, in the infrastructure side of things, one can do so on a sort of Google platform, do it on GitHub. GitHub has mailing lists, has archival areas, repositories, shared storage, and so on. That totally sidelines some of my existing efforts, which would actually be an improvement. But then, even with those infrastructure, some human involvement, I can see, is still needed, maybe less. So these are some of the ideas we could throw around a little bit. And of course, my last bullet on this page is, it does not need to go on, or does not need to go on like it is now. So it could go on, as I mentioned, I mean, any other way. And I think if the group here can build some mind share, it will probably help to move things forward a little bit more more easily. After all, I mean, this is the sort of select group that has contributed to this community, to this infrastructure, to this brand and franchise for the past decade and more. So going on to the next slide, which is the agenda page, and of course you've seen this before on email one. I guess we could discuss based on this order, or maybe people could add and subtract from here, and then we try to capture everybody's suggestions onto the chat. So please document your own ideas on the chat. And first, maybe we could do a brainstorm on whether or not we want to go forward, and yes, no, and maybe some ideas, not a lot of details at a much higher level. And then number two, how do we want to see leadership? I mean, maybe out of the four different alternatives I've suggested, maybe a fifth, a sixth, and so on, and see if we can get a mind share. I am in favor of establishing a slightly more institutionalized board based on mainly the people who were invited to this meeting, of course, given their consent. And then maybe we could talk about infrastructure, support services, day-to-day operation management, and so on. Again, I mean, yes or no, how? And if so, how? Then we could talk a little bit about the historic archives that's currently collected. During the summit symposium, I was asked, and I didn't make a commitment. Actually, I had that in mind all along, is that while I take myself off day to day, I could still, I mean, in my retirement, spend some time and maintain an archive. I mean, I definitely would not be able to maintain an ongoing set of activities, but maintaining the archive, making it available online, would be something I would like to continue to contribute. At least, I mean, if we cut off at a certain date, then any of the historic archive I could grow up and make available online. That's one thought. Obviously, if other people are willing to chime into that, maybe we could do it together. Maybe we could do redundancy. Obviously, I'll have to cut back on a lot of the redundancies. The infrastructure we have today is a tier one infrastructure, which is quite costly. I will almost have to do away with the triple redundancy, the huge bandwidth, 100 megabit per second bandwidth, and all those things, the really fast, high performance computer servers to be replaced by low power, low cost servers. And we could also, if we have time, spend a little bit of time to talk about other communities being supported. Although I would be individually talking to those other communities. I mean, IAOA, we're scheduling a meeting. OOR, we haven't scheduled the next meeting yet, but at the next sort of OOR team meeting, we will be talking about those. And there are other communities such as SOCOP, BSP, OntoIOP, Common Logic. I mean, some of those are just peripherally using Ontolog services. They're also like the CWE development team, the collaborative work environment team, there's the PSMW development team, and so on. Those, I mean, if we have time, and where there are interrelated issues, we could talk about it today. If we don't have time, then we could defer those to the individual groups. Then we have I mean, is there other pertinent issues, any other business? And more importantly, maybe we talk about follow-ups and next steps. I see myself as sort of the person to call this meeting, but I also see that if there's a next meeting to be called, maybe even if we only have a few gaps to fill and we like to get the whole community together, then the next sort of management team will be in position to call that next meeting, and it will not be me. That's it. Slide number 5, open discussion. I will go back to slide number 4 and maybe pick out the individual items for discussion. So before we do that, any suggestion as to making a change on this list of discussion items?
There's just something I'd like to reflect on, which is really going back to slide 3 and sort of leadership alternatives. Is it okay to share that now?
Oh, yes, please.
Because you didn't mention what I think you have done. Although it's maybe a blend of some of these, and I think it's important to understand where we are so that we understand how to move forward. That's the reason for wanting to say this. And I think that you have been like the host at let's call it a party, but where you have provided the premises and made an open invitation, but you've been the host, so that makes you a little bit of a Sherpa and a little bit of a benevolent dictator at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been because of the way that you've done those things, that's given a safety to the Ontolog forum, which isn't always there in other setups. So whilst I think that the idea of a board of trustees is almost certainly the best way forward, I think it's just important to recognise, because I've seen in other places that when things become too democratized, they can also fall apart quite quickly, because it's very easy to get factions and infighting without good oversight and an authority that sits above that. So, which you have been by being the host. So I think making sure that you've got the protections that are necessary to prevent that, and a board of trustees is probably the best way to do that, is I think the key thing that one needs to consider.
Sure. Great. So since that would actually be one of the items for discussion, let's come to that when we discuss that item, and please make sure you document your thoughts on that as well. So maybe if I may suggest we first brainstorm at a high level, do we want to go forward? Do we want to go forward the way that it is now? And so on. I mean, without going into too much detail. So thoughts, Michael.
Well,
I did not mute anyone. But putting up your hand is always good. Then we have a speaking order. So, but if this line starts to get noisy, I might but I will warn everyone. So far, there's no Star 7 is needed. So, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, and I guess I think we might want to split apart the events that are facilitated by Ontolog from the underlying infrastructure and support services. So if we kind of identify, you know, what kinds of events are we talking about with Ontolog? I mean, we'd be talking about things like the Thursday sessions, what do we want to call those, like the Ontolog forum sessions, the Thursday sessions. I suppose also being the place where future ontology summits get planned. I think those are kind of the two main events that Ontolog kind of helps facilitate. And that's distinct from the infrastructure. So if we have some agreement on what are the things that Ontolog would need to be able to host and decouple that from the infrastructure, to some extent we might be able to more easily allocate resources. But just that's my two cents.
If I may answer Michael's question, yes, I mean, there's like maybe the two main things, maybe three main things. Let me express my idea. Three main things is there's a mailing list, which is a sort of communication platform. There's a set of events, which is the virtual panel sessions, and there's an archive. So you can have events without having an archive or without sort of going into the labor of building out the archive. So I would look at those three as fairly distinct and independent set of activities. I mean, we can have a mailing list without weeklies. We can even have events without archiving them. Of course, we can have a mailing list and not archive them and so on. So I will maybe as a short answer, maybe my breakdown would be those. Amanda?
I'm almost at a loss where to start because here's the tricky thing for me. As most of you probably know by now, my original research orientation was social epistemology and looking at how communities come to develop knowledge, where it goes wrong, where it goes right. And I see Ontolog as a knowledge-building community. And so what I see here is the kind of thing that never happens, which is where you have you have a knowledge-seeking community and its processes in progress, and you get to actually stop and step back and say, to what, you know, where can we tweak or alter some of this infrastructure or some of these processes so that you get the right kind of transformative criticism and information sharing that makes, you know, for example, for good science. And arguing for the specific things like mailing list versus forum, I want to look pragmatically at how they rank on, what kind of leadership, how would they contribute to maintaining the criteria for, objective collaborative knowledge seeking communities, which there are some like short versions of what from philosophy of science of what those criteria are, but I know that I'm the only one who's thinking of it with that framework, so I want to share that, but I don't know, I'm not quite sure how to throw it into the ring without asking everybody to go read an article or something.
You can start by documenting the key catchphrase on there.
Okay. I will try and put some stuff into chat.
So maybe limiting ourselves to just the discussing this first bullet, ontolog going forward, yes or no, brainstorm. Do we want it to move forward? Do we want to move it to move forward the way it is? I mean, maybe after 12 years, a lot of things are fairly dated. Maybe it's a good chance to break loose, branch out of the box, and shine.
Well, no, that's what I meant, though, but when you say the way it is now, that's why I wanted to kind of just, be clear about exactly what it is. And, I mean, one way of doing that is looking at the services effectively that it's supporting. And that's why I asked my question earlier. Because if you wanted it to be something different than that, in other words, to provide different services or provide them in different ways, well, then that would be something that would be different, if you will.
Yeah, I think there are two things here. There's what does ontolog do, and there's what does it use to do it with? You know, sort of what's the supporting technology? And it seems to me that on the whole, what ontolog and the Ontology Summit do is something I hope we would want to continue. I think there might be, it's clearly an opportunity to review the technology that's used to do it with, and it would be foolish not to do that. But that means a review of what the services are that the community needs and what look like being the appropriate technology choices now, taking into account where technologies are in their life cycle, and picking a set that are mature but not over, about to drop off the chart. So are we agreed that we want ontolog to be doing the things that it's doing? I think that's the first important thing.
So do we have a consensus on that one first?
Well, again, if by what ontolog is doing is Thursday sessions, ontology summits, mailing lists, archive, then I would say yes.
Yeah. Are there other things that we should be doing?
Peter, there's some people hands up in the chat.
Sorry.
Okay, one of the, my question was just quite short. I liked the list that Peter wrote, which Michael just summarized. You know, there's the forum, the mailing list, the events, the Thursdays, and the things, and the archive. So it would be good to know how many of these, which of these, Peter would be able to continue. I would assume that at least for a while, the mailing list and the archives will go on, and other people would pick up the events, and would like to know how long we can assume these functions will be provided and in what way.
So you want my answer first, or?
Oh, yes, please.
Other people's answers first. Okay, so again, I'm trying to sort of get away from it so that I can do things that the retired people usually do. So if no one picks it up, then I would definitely host the past archives. I would not be in a position to host or produce newly developed work. Let's say if Rules Reasoning LP has another session, then someone else will have to host that session, someone else will have to record it, someone else will have to package it, tag it, and put it into a different archive. But I would host, let's say, the past Rules Reasoning LP 5 sessions or whatever, I mean, which is historic, I'll host that. As for mailing lists, I mean, we're running probably about like 20 or 30 mailing lists now, but for, of course, not just ontolog. But then only maybe six or nine are active, then I could sort of fold everything else, again, just host the archives of those, I mean, without losing the historic records. And I am willing to continue to operate the mailing list for a while. Although, if that's, since that is not really labor intensive, but it's not zero work either. If other people would pick up the running of the mailing list, I would gladly do it. Or maybe other people might say, we are going to do away with mailing lists. One of the things I saw Simon Sparrow do was he tried to embed a thing called this, a service called Discuss onto the Semantic Media Wiki. That way, it could turn the Semantic Media Wiki into a blog with comments that makes it somewhat like a /dot. Maybe that's sort of a better replacement for mailing for a threaded archive mailing list. Noting that, I mean, everything we are doing, we have been doing for 12 years, so some of the technology are a bit dated now as well. So does that answer your question, John?
Oh, yes, thank you. And the Semantic Media Wiki is a very interesting idea, but setting that up and getting that developed is going to take quite a lot of work, and it's not at all clear what's the best way to do it. So if we do that, it would be important to keep the mailing list during an extended transition period before going over to that.
It's important to note, though, that there's a huge difference in the effort.
In the what?
Oh, that's purple semantic media wiki. I mean, this is
you. I lost a sort of 3 second.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to highlight that it's there's a big difference in the effort required to implement Semantic Media Wiki versus Purple Semantic Media Wiki, because I think a lot of the difficulty in that switchover over the last couple of years has really had to do with the bottleneck of going through purple semantic solution, because that's really a single developer extension of Semantic Media Wiki, so it doesn't benefit from the ongoing testing and revision and just the community of development and use that Semantic Media Wiki does. I think we have to look at that choice, that there's something we should not conflate the two, that's all.
I totally agree with you, Amanda, although I would make a sort of clarification, and also this would answer John's question as well. There has been what we call a TSMW dev team. That word was the team mainly led by myself and Ken Bukowski. That has been around for 5 years. So it's not new, and a lot of work has been done behind the scenes, as it is obviously not ontolog per se. So a lot is going on. Amender's point actually slightly misconstrued, in that there's a lot of difference between Media Wiki and Semantic Media Wiki. There's actually very little difference between Semantic Media Wiki and Purple Semantic Media Wiki in terms of installation and operation. Amanda, you're correct.
Yeah.
There's a huge bottleneck in terms of migrating Purple Wiki content into Purple Semantic Media Wiki, because the Purple technology actually is different on both. So which has been our bottleneck. So it's not Purple that is causing the difference between the wikis, but it's Purple that's making it difficult to migrate old content. So if we split at a point, I mean, which is exactly what I was hoping we could see, if we cut off at a certain point and say, going forward, everything will be on Purple Semantic Media Wiki. Going backwards, everything would be on archives. That would make it extremely easy. I don't know if I got my point across.
I think so.
Yeah.
But I think that's just generally the case, that we have an opportunity. I think there's a clear thing that you're prepared to support an archive of where we've got to so far, and that means that we need to reassess our technologies moving forwards and identify alternative infrastructure for moving forwards as well. I think that's... So I think that's straightforward in that sense.
Yep. Ed Bachmeyer has had his hand on for a long time. So Ed, your turn.
Actually, much of what I was going to say has already happened. I think that my concern is simply that going back to, I was trying to sort this thing out in the other sense, is that it seems to me that there is a whole cluster of activities that, going back to Amanda's point, there is a whole cluster of activities that is about, I thought of it as education. It's sort of mutually educational among the people who are actually doing this stuff. There are people who are trying to use it. There are people who are inventing stuff. There are people who are actually sort of struggling to figure out what the technology is about. And for those people, I'm not sure about a wiki, to be honest. My problem with wikis is usually that you need to know how it's organized in order to find anything you're looking for. Whereas, for example, with the existing archives, you basically just stick in search keywords and things happen. Now, it may be that the semantic media wikis work better than what I've seen in wikis, but that's certainly been a problem. But the other thing is, I definitely wanted to separate what I see as, and I think what I said in the email, in the chat, was that the email forum, the archives of the forum, and the email, and the Thursday sessions, right, which are seminars in my view, and the archives of those are all party to this exchanging information in the community activity. The summits are something else. And they're directed somehow, and as you probably notice, I don't very often go to the summits. It's not my mission to do that. And I believe that it may be a very valuable aspect of the organization, but it's a different one. At least for my purposes, it's an entirely different thing. And so I don't know that anybody else feels that way. But I see the most valuable thing as being this community of knowledge interchange, and you get all kinds, but it's still worth it. I'm most certain that I want to see that continued, and I really don't know how the rest works. That's a different matter. As I said, there's these issues of other special projects, and there's the issues of the summits themselves. Done. Remove me, however that's done.
Great. You just push your hand. Push your hand.
Push the hand again.
Ah, okay, it goes away. Thank you.
I think there's a key point there that although a lot of the infrastructure is the same, that the Ontolog Forum and the Ontology Summit are not the same thing. I think that's organizationally as much as anything else.
Okay, so can we say we have a consensus to move on, and then we'll go on to the next item to talk about leadership? Because I think pretty much, I mean, at least so far, there's no voice saying that this is not really that exciting. Let's take the opportunity to drop it.
Well, the important thing, Peter, is that we agree, whether the summits are ignoring the summits aspect, the important thing is that we agree that the function of the forum and the seminars is something we do want to continue, and that needs to be supported by an archive. I really believe that. And so that combination is fulfilling a particular mission, and I think we would lose something if the archives disappeared, for example. And I think we would also lose something if either of the two elements disappeared. Now, how that takes us to the mechanism by which we'll preserve those is another matter.
Yes, I think that's right, and that's this separation between this is what we do and these are the services we need to support that, and the technology. We may make a technology change, but we still need the services that we have at the moment. We don't fundamentally have the wrong services.
So, yes, Peter, we should now go on. If we're all in agreement that we want to do this, you should move on.
Okay. So, can you do the honor of documenting this consensus? Start out with the word consensus in square brackets, if you can, then it's easy to search later. While we, Ed can help us document that consensus, and I will label the next topic for discussion is establishing a board of trustees. So this is the leadership question. We can still go back and say no, and we much rather hire a Sherpa or something. But this is the leadership discussion. So my proposal would be to invite those people who have been, on this invitation list to this meeting to take on that role. Michael.
Just following up on Ed's comment then, I mean, Ed wants to see the different events kind of split up in terms of administration. So if we want to proceed it that way, are you thinking of a board of trustees for all of the current Ontolog events? Or, because I was suggesting, like, if we had if people are primarily interested in keeping the Thursday sessions going, then you would need something like a steering committee. I don't know if it's board of trustees, you know, that has different connotations, I guess, for me, but like a steering committee that is the place where people decide on what topics they're going to be, determines the schedules of that, and then helps coordinate how each of those is produced.
I would expect a board of trustees to establish such a committee.
Okay, so you're at least acquiring at least three different levels of management now for a ad hoc community.
Yeah, but yes, I think that's right. But I think the critical thing that a board of trustees does is provide a place where the buck stops, which is an essential role that Peter has played. So that's. It's one of the roles that Peter has played. Eventually, the buck has stopped with Peter.
No, that's fine, but three levels of management is spreading people pretty thin, that's all.
Well, yes, but with a bit of luck, the key thing about it's like having a nuclear weapons. The main purpose to have them is so that you don't use them. So.
Okay, if I may answer Michael's question is... today's focus is Ontolog, and I would look at OR as sort of a project that Ontolog supports and not Ontolog. I would look at what Ed just said, I mean the forum, the Thursday events, the archive, that as sort of prime Ontolog. Then there are Ontolog supported activities like supporting IAOA, supporting OOR, and so on. And then there are Ontolog joint activities like Ontolog joining NIST and NCBO and ANCOR and NCO to do Ontology Summit. Then that would be, again, I mean, a joint venture that Ontolog does with other people. So if we have a core Ontolog, supervising body, I mean the board of trustees or whatever label we paste on, then that sort of would be the center of decision making and directions, I guess. That's my take. Open to discussion here. does that conform with other people's, how other people feel? So it's not too many, it's not many levels of management, but one sort of body that makes decisions and sets directions. Actually, I mean, if I have the floor now, I might even add on other power on other ideas I have. Is, I mean, if we collect this group of people into this board of trustee, we probably hope each person, besides being a member of the board, would also take on some other role in terms of a actually time consuming task or some task, some responsibility, some task role, and making that membership board member position not just an empty role, a discussion role, but actually combines discussion and activities. That would be my next thing, but that's independent of forming the board.
I think I've just tried to capture that.
Yeah, operation would be, yeah, independent, but I would hope at least board members will take on some.
Absolutely.
Role.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, not limited to members of the trustees, but one would hope that trustees would be playing an active operational role in some sense. I think it's important that the trustees is a group like those of us here who know each other fairly well, and there's the high level of trust that's, I think, necessary for some of the difficult things that you might find yourself having to do.
And I would look at Michael's steering committee or program committee being just different labels on the same sort of concept. Although I made the distinction between Ontolog and, let's say, Ontology Summit or OOR.
So I've added a bunch of stuff to chat, some of it a little bit of it obscure but specific, and the last bit of it transform, you know, applying that to what I think a board of trustees would do. I probably can't say it better than the excerpt that I quoted in my 1323 comment, but per my later comment, my view would be that the board of trustees for Ontolog would essentially be the guardians of the degree to which not just guardians, but enablers also of the degree to which Ontolog achieves these conditions for a knowledge productive community while pursuing its focus on ontology. So, you know, that's sort of the umbrella under which its relationship to the various Ontolog projects or programs would fall.
Sounds good. So my first proposal was to enlist or at least offer to invite everyone who is on the circulation of this mail thread that started the meeting. So maybe, possibly, with the exception of myself, since I'm trying to get out, not get in, and Kurt Conrad, who, although started Ontolog with Leo and myself, has not been very active for probably the last 8 years or so. So that's my proposal. The list, less Peter and Kurt. Thoughts?
I think that you should be part of that group for the first 6 months, Peter.
The first 6 months is fine. There's something.
Right.
I mean,
there's an element of handover that's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that. I mean, I don't even see myself having gone into retirement yet. I only see myself as facing into my retirement. So it's 6 months facing in. It's fine.
Let's call it an honorary role. So your only role would be to be present and to be there to be consulted.
Yes, that would
and
be.
I think that would be important.
So maybe discussion as to whether there are names that needs to be added, removed. I mean, of course, I mean there will be names removed if people don't want to do it. Names.
No, I mean I think just do it. It's. I mean I don't hear anyone objecting. So. Once the Board of Trustees is up, it would need to look at its own constitution and how it's going to make decisions. But then that will include how you add members to the board. So
this becomes consensus, and I would say to be invited to the Board of Trustees, or the names, I will take out Kurt.
Yeah.
And myself, and...
Well, don't take yourself out, as I said.
Okay.
But you're,
I will, because
yours in an honorary role.
Will take on and... honorary role during the transition.
Yeah.
Okay, I just documented that as a consensus. Please read over.
Yes, it's an invitation. We need to see whether people necessarily accept the invitation, but that's fine.
And it should make clear that it'll actually involve some involvement.
Work.
The level to be determined, but not, you know, sort of more than has typically been the case for example, summit advisors.
Okay. So, do we want to elect someone who would temporarily champion the activities, making these invitations, calling the next meeting, and things like that? Any volunteer?
I think it's still best if you do that, Peter.
All right.
Just at the moment. Let's get ourselves up and then move to how we're going to do stuff. I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave in a few minutes.
All right, then we better move fast and
so let me just say, in light of that, the thing that I'm prepared to volunteer to do, which is that I would be prepared to moderate one of the lists, say the Ontolog forum list, by which I mean largely the sort of policing of behaviour as necessary, but also answering queries. I'd be prepared to do that for possibly one or more other ones as well, but a limited number.
Okay, while you're still around, could you document that onto the chat so that we have a record of it? So maybe going now on to the next item of discussion actually is a fairly crucial one. Given it moving forward, who would provide the infrastructure, the support services, and day-to-day management? Management side of things is slightly easier. It takes time and most people, or I mean practically everyone on the board has those skills. Infrastructural and support services may or may not. As some of that involves cars, some of that involves equipment, some of that involves other skill sets. So what could we do?
It seems to me that there are two main options. One of them is moving onto a sort of available infrastructure like Google and using Google Groups and Google Web Pages to do things with, which is free but has some limitations. Otherwise, it's about finding an institution that can host what we're doing, which almost certainly means an academic institution. Possibly NIST, but I would not have expected that to be possible. But it needs an institution that can provide the infrastructure otherwise. And I think that's going to be, that's actually the hardest thing we have to do. Is there an institution that can offer the infrastructure?
Yeah, think out loud. Yeah.
That's the point at which I think I have to leave, I'm afraid, so apologies for
okay.
that.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah, and thinking out loud, I mean, I was hoping Mark was going to be here, and then unfortunately Ken is not. One of the things why I said I'm willing to continue hosting the mailing list for a little bit more is that I was hoping, since Ken has been working on the semantic media wiki all along, that he might convince
Northeastern
to host that. Obviously, all universities have infrastructural support. So, and if Mark Newsom were here, I would have been able to ping Mark. I've hosted the Protégé past archives for a good sort of half a decade or more. Maybe it's time he hosts my server. he originally said he can make this meeting. So I don't know. We may not have answers, but we still have Michael here and Till, who are associated with universities who have infrastructures that they may have access. Can either one of you say something about what you might be able to bring to the table without even committing?
What do you mean by infrastructure? Because I have hardware,
Let's say if you're... If you have students, they wanted a web server or wanted a box connected to the internet. I mean, they can always get one, presumably, at a university. So can those be brought to bear, like Ontolog being a student of yours?
Are you talking about hosting everything?
Hosting something, not everything. I'm willing to host the past and not the future. Someone else has to host the future.
Yeah, see, I'd have to check actually, because I have to pay for everything. So if I'm all of a sudden getting a new server, I might my fees here might go up. I'd have to find out.
Yeah, maybe within whatever fees you're already paying, then some service can be acquired for no marginal increase.
So, what exactly are we talking about here? So if I take it to my sysadmin, what am I requesting?
I don't know, actually. I mean, you probably don't want to do exactly what I have been doing, because, I mean, that's the way people do it 12 years ago. I mean, you don't want to do it the way we do it 12 years ago, which means you would want to do something the new way.
I'm still unclear what the something is.
The board will tell you. I don't know. Okay, let's see what Till has to say. Till, you seem to be typing. Can you speak?
Yeah, sure.
Yes,
So we are basically buying a new server for OntoHub. And maybe this server could host some part of the OntoLog infrastructure. I don't know. So I have put some links there what we intend to buy. So it's not just a PC sitting somewhere, but it's quite a server costing something like $25,000 and having 256 gigabytes of RAM and two processors with 8 or 10 cores each, and so there is some power. So maybe and we want to use this for OntoHub. And I could see that there are some synergies between OntoLog and OntoHub, so maybe this would be an option.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. Also, I mean, looking at that kind of investment, are you looking at this infrastructure as production or as research? Because I mean, that, for example, the kind of infrastructure we are running probably are at that kind of level, but triple redundant at this point. So are you building redundancies into your infrastructure now or in your plans, or are you just looking at these as research and experimentation equipment and not production equipment?
Yeah, it should be production equipment, actually, because OntoHub will be infrastructure used by other people for production purposes. We basically have been talking about redundancy only at the level of hard disk failures, that we have enough, that we have a rate there, and basically if there is some hard disk failure, then this won't be noticed because the rail will compensate this, and we have new spare hard disks for replacing old ones and so on. We don't have the funding for actually, or maybe we do, it's an interesting thing. I have another $25,000 and I could do something with that, so we could just buy a second server, but I'm not sure whether people would, my admin consider this to be overkill, to be just redundant if some hardware fails, because this happens very seldom, and spending $25,000 for this might be considered overkill. I have to think of that.
Would this person, would your sysadmin be able to take over these kind of the maintenance of this for OntoLog? So that's the question I have. I mean, I have hardware, but I don't think I could have a person who would consider it to be in his responsibilities to make sure everything was working all the time.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This admin is quite proud of having such a good server there, and look at these links, basically, that has been written by this admin. So, and he will be responsible. So he's basically working for me, and of course he has other responsibilities than just the server. He has also the responsibility for another server, which is providing a file server, email server, web server for our group and for the whole institute. So he has more responsibilities, but part of this time will be devoted for maintaining the server, but basically at the operating system level. Maybe he can also install Semantic Media Wiki, but he will not be not act above that level. So mainly the technical admin stuff.
It's still, maybe let me ask sort of some rudimentary, like, availability questions. If the internet connection dies to your lab, would everything be down?
Yes, basically.
If power is out, would everything be down?
I'm not sure.
Power is out, how much longer can you stay online before everything?
I don't know in Magdeburg. In Bremen, we have an independent power supply that can stay online for 6 hours or so. And most power, basically, in Germany, we have a much more stable power system than in the U.S., and it's something like 99.9% or something like that. So there won't be power failures lasting more than 6 hours or so. So that's our very, very rare cases. So I think that should suffice to have this independent power supply there. Yeah, concerning internet connection, I don't know. So I think there is no backup. I think we have a good internet connection, but I don't know the details, whether it's 10 gigabits or something else, but I would guess 10 gigabits. And I think we have, internally we have 1 gigabit wires, I think, so. I'm not sure whether this would suffice for the ontolog traffic. It definitely should suffice for the ontolog.
We have very little traffic. We have at 95% percentile. We use only about maybe 3 megabits of bandwidth. Quite low. But one suggestion on how you might spend your extra $25,000 is buy another server and put it in Bremen and then run a sort of redundant cluster between the two. If you
putting it in Bremen won't work.
Any kind of redundancy has to be at least 30 miles away.
That's not possible. Because this money is Magdeburg money, and I have to spend it for Magdeburg equipment. And Magdeburg University would not allow to have this equipment placed in Bremen. Maybe it would allow to have it placed somewhere else in Magdeburg, but probably so. The university has different campuses, so maybe on a different campus. But I'm not sure whether it's 30 miles away.
These are just some thoughts. So, on this question, one person I need to ping. I don't know why. Mike Dean, you're still on the phone, but not on the chat. Are you still online?
I am online, Peter. Sorry, my phone, I think, just went to sleep.
Right. So BBN, of all places, I mean, created the internet for us. So is BBN in a position to provide any kind of infrastructure support?
I think the answer, unfortunately, is probably no.
No.
Partly it's also a function of having kind of internal champions that could really, keep this going longer term. So I'm actually out of medical leave. I just started long-term medical leave. So.
All right. Okay. But I tried.
Yeah. It's not completely an impossibility, but I think probably the universities again. There's actually some of the folks that have an existing server in place, is advantageous. I mean, the other choice, obviously, is looking at some of the other providers that are essentially you know, like Google or, you know, I almost cringe, but even Facebook, perhaps, that could host some of these things in the cloud, and you know, without necessarily, ideally, without incurring any cost. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like if you get back onto the chat, you might type out some of those. I mean, I definitely look forward to having this documented and offer, I mean, these are some of the obvious lines to pursue by the new board. So I guess we've pretty much exhausted that hardware question. Now it comes down to Michael's question about, I mean, even if you have the hardware and the infrastructure, who is going to run it on a day-to-day basis? Till is obviously one alternative. Any other person, people who can bring things to the table in this respect? Mike, again, maybe?
Well, again, my health is kind of putting me in there, essentially putting me close to retirement as well. So okay. I'm not sure that that really makes sense long term.
Okay.
But see, Peter, you're looking for somebody, not just for like a sysadmin, but you're also looking for someone who can do things like hosting, you know, documents, uploading documents, making sure that stuff is linked together. Right? I mean, that's...
Right.
That's
so
also
that,
part of
that,
infrastructure.
Yes. I wouldn't call that infrastructure. I would call that production. That was where I separated infrastructure and production. And if you break down infrastructure, it would be hardware, software, sysadmin, maintenance, upgrades, and those type of things. That would be infrastructure in my sort of earlier breakdown. Recording the sessions, editing them, post-processing them, tagging them with metadata, uploading them, linking them to the wiki page, producing the wiki page. I mean, those I would call production.
Yes, I would have said content management operations, but that's yes. I mean, those are separable from what the physical infrastructure is in that they can be performed by somebody who isn't even necessarily on that site. I mean, as Mike said, you know, if this stuff is managed in the cloud, whoever's managing it isn't going to be wherever the server is, and so it's very much separable from what the infrastructure is.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, production is a weird word for me, but that's okay.
Okay, sorry.
People talk about it as content management, right, and that's what you read.
Okay.
But yeah.
Content, let's call that content management operations, which is good.
Well, to the extent that, I mean, uploading documents is traditional content management, right? And so is, you know, I mean, some of these things are. But if we decide, as you might guess I'm going to be arguing for, that we want a forum that enables more collaborative self-management of the discussions. you know, that might incorporate, you know, threaded conversations with people's ability to give feedback on particular contributions and so forth. That's a different. It doesn't fall in traditional content management, and it doesn't fall under traditional. It's more of a facilitator, you know, sort of the technical, there's a technical support role that's also a a mission management, you know, it's just like, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Well, there's sort of two things about it. I mean, one thing is the idea that you simply have a tool that, you know, takes the email content and produces an HTML index for it by topic area or whatever it is, which is pretty easy to come by these days. But the other end of that is, you know, if in fact you're, what Peter was talking about is there's also the need to do editorial management of some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you
right.
may, I mean, that
right.
that's very different.
Right. Actually, if we go back to my slide number 3, I mean, I actually did make a distinction, and that was where I called content programming. That is the people who decided we want to run a rules reasoning LP mini series and start to put together the team of champions,
right. Yeah.
Invite the speakers, and that is slightly different,
yeah,
from the person,
right,
who's recording that session.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yeah,
and editing
right,
the audio clip and uploading it to the server and linking it to the wiki page. So that's where I made that distinction. So besides leadership, I mentioned we have got content programming production, which now reads content management operations, and then system infrastructure support.
Yeah. Those are three major elements. Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I understood those to be your three major elements, and I agree. That's the right set of things, whatever you call them. Right? Arose by any other name. It is late, Peter. We have about 5 minutes left on the official time clock.
Okay. All right. Till, if you could sort of type something that captures your willingness on the infrastructure and possibility on the sysadmin side of things onto the chat, that would be great. And I guess, let's see, what else do we want to? Yeah, the next item is current ontolog archive body of knowledge. For the time being, I as I mentioned, I have committed to support that at least, for as long as I will be able to. Except, of course, it would not bear the same performance and reliability, availability as before, because I definitely have to scale down what I pay to the data center. So I would not be getting that same kind of bandwidth. And also, if there are people who could host a server for me, that would be nice. I could move some of my current servers over, so that we could talk. But since we only have 5 minutes, then we better go to the next steps. One thought on the next step is we have another session, and since next Thursday is postmortem on Ontology Summit, so that is out. A one day possibility is the Thursday after next week. And also it could be the board again, sort of inaugural meeting of the board, that could be one. Maybe it could be a community session whereby now that we have a board, we could form the board over email in between these 2 weeks, and then have the board call the meeting to solicit more input from the community. So any idea, any preferences and things? Thoughts? Next steps, next meeting?
Well, it probably would be good to have a meeting relatively soon so that, you know, we don't lose any momentum here.
So two Thursdays
weeks
from today is the sort of closest Thursday.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't have to do it on Thursday, but then they'll take this entire doodle poll dance, which may or may not be worth the trouble. Because most people have the Thursday slot pretty much carved out. So,
yeah.
Well, the one thing, Peter, is if you really want support from Mark Musen, and I'm not sure who else was on your list of candidates who aren't available, then you might want to check to be sure that they can be at the next meeting.
Yeah, actually, Mark did say he was going to be at this meeting. I actually moved the meeting to this slot because of
for him.
And
thought he was a maybe on the doodle poll for this. He was a no for everything else, but a maybe for this one. That was what I thought I saw.
No, he said he could do it if he moved things around, and so did Michael. That's why I quickly sort of locked in the date so that you guys can move things around at the detriment of losing Leo Oberst, actually. Because at that time, Leo Oberst didn't even tell me. He said, oh, they are all maybe. But afterwards, after I locked in the data and said, this is the only maybe that turns into a no. All right. So two weeks Thursday. So options are first board session or community session. Preferences?
Probably it would be better to have a first board session. I'm not sure what we had accomplished by a community input session.
Before we have a board.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think of somebody else who should be invited to the meeting, that's a different matter. I mean, obviously, if you think of somebody who's of value. I mean, you know, you might find somebody else out there in your collection of contacts who would be a useful contributor to this. But I share Michael's view that, you know, just opening it up wide isn't going to solve anything. As we know in other aspects of the Avalon Forum, the larger the forum, the less work it gets done.
Okay, then okay, meeting in 2 weeks, inaugural meeting of the board. In the meantime, I will sort of represent everyone here to send out the invitation, and then we'll find out in 2 weeks or before the 2 weeks is up who actually will be on the board, and then the board could take it from there. Okay, great. Thanks, everyone. And I'll finish documenting this up, and then I'll circulate the chat transcript as well as a recording of the session so that those who weren't here would be able to catch up. Hey, thanks everyone.
Thanks,
Peter. Bye-bye.
Thank you.